wiki.slub.org called Projects, where we can talk about building this PC that hopefully might be of interest to the general business community. I would encourage anybody to insert their comments, and if you would like to help, please let us know.
You might have noticed my comment after he put that up is, we're looking for something besides Microsoft Office replacements. We've already got that. Most businessmen don't deal with that. We want to present them with, oh, I can actually use this in my office and do everything I need to do. You know, well, typically in a business, the calendaring, the file sharing, payroll, bills, accounting, and so forth is generally what they're interested in. Secretary may be concerned about open office, but the owner's concerned about, can I run my business on this computer?
And you guys are going to be discussing, or you're going to present that at the expo? Or
no, we need. Well, we're trying to build a machine we can use at the expo for demo.
That's a demonstration.
And a demonstration.
So it'll be a presentation. Really.
And when do these build efforts take place?
Probably first of March.
You have the parts already? Are you just going to scratch them or buy them or what?
As far as the machine, we'll get that from EPC.
Yeah, we'll get machines from EPC. They've been good about donating them. And
yeah, EPC always gives us, whenever we want to go
version of
there, whether we want to do it weeks ahead
CMT2.
Or the day before, I can get out there and grab the machines. Typically, we get four machines with monitors, keyboards, everything we need. They supply it all.
So the question is how to configure the software and peripherals and that.
The question is, what software?
Yeah, has the suite been put together, or will you be putting the suite together?
That's the issue.
That's the issue.
What do you want on it?
Yeah. We're going to discuss that. Yeah.
What's appropriate?
Do you need something that's an Exchange server substitute, or do you need something that's an ERP?
They're
very different scales of types.
Well, considering the average person in there has... At most, probably 10
exchange.
People in their business, I doubt if it's even exchange sophisticated.
Okay. Anyway, I dropped off a bag of old sysadmin magazines if anybody wants them. They're up at the corner.
All the same issue? Different issues.
They're different issues. Sometimes I bought two of the same issue because I got confused.
How old?
Well, they stopped publishing last summer.
So they're all older than last summer.
I think it was last summer, maybe even earlier than that.
Last summer.
Last spring.
Okay.
They were neatly in the bag, but then I drove.
Those things happen, okay. A quick show of hands, just so I can get a feel for how to time things here. How many people are going to have questions in the Q&A? Yeah, that's a
very good question. Where are they going to have
it? That's next Thursday.
Actually, that'll be
next Thursday.
That'll be the next question is, where will some people possibly be seen after this meeting tonight?
I feel like Aussies.
Aussies.
Well, I'll try that.
So, totally unofficially, some people may be seen at Aussies after this meeting. So.
When you go to Aussies, make sure you bring your parking tickets so they can validate. But if you stay late enough, the guy in the booth, please, and you don't have to pay for it anyway.
Do we need a quick show of hands so we know how big the deal is?
Show up.
Okay.
So far, people we do need to show who doesn't know how to get to Aussies from here. Okay.
Okay, just two imbeciles?
Follow on.
Point me out if I'm wrong. Come out here on to Wacklin.
Carl, why don't we just grab those two people at the break?
There we go.
Okay.
Follow Lee. He's coming. Uh-huh.
Coming up in February is the annual elections. There's two board seats open. The two board people who are up for re-election are Stan and Lee. So Stan and Lee are up for re-election. Of course, anyone else is more than welcome to run, or you can nominate someone
else.
Please,
we need to throw these funds out.
The question is, why are they bored?
They're bored, yes. They're very bored with the job.
Think about the national elections. We just got a whole new regime in. Except for the regime came from Illinois where the...
Yeah, don't get me started.
There was trouble in paradise long ago.
Okay.
Save it for Aussies.
for those of you who haven't been closely watching, there's five people on the board. Stan and Lee, who are up for re-election. Carl is on the board. Also Barry Morrison is on the board.
Craig.
And then there's candidate number five.
So it's a 3-year term with not everybody coming up on the same year.
Was it a 3-year sentence?
Yes, a 3-year sentence.
The great thing about it is it's an excuse to tell your wife that you get to go out to a restaurant and sit down with all your friends on the first Wednesday of the month. Oh, it's business.
Those are the legally mandated required elections
first
you have to hold.
So first Wednesday of the month in your household is leftover night.
That could be, but I'm always at StuCom, so I never know.
Right.
So those are legally required elections we always hold. There's also an informative vote for who the board should appoint to be
advisory.
President, vice president, advisory vote. President, vice president, treasurer, secretary, and a number of other positions. So, and as far as all of those other positions go, anyone is welcome to run for them. So by all means, jump up and put your name on the ballot or chat with somebody.
Write your name in at the election.
Preferably tell somebody before and we'll even print your name on the ballot. Throw the bums out. So, and as always, all these guys who are doing work on organizing these things need help. So if anyone would care to pitch in a hand, you don't have to take over a whole big set of duties. Just jump in and help out on a few things. It would certainly be appreciated.
You don't have to come to every meeting. As a matter of fact, everybody here should come to at least one meeting during the year of the SteerCom meetings. It's very informative. And they're fun. And you might get involved and you might not. But you don't obligate yourself in any way. Just like everything else here.
And you throw the bread company.
Usually we don't do planning type stuff at the general meeting here. We do it at the StuCom meeting. But I am going to ask a planning type question. In the February meeting, which is kind of the kickoff for the election season, which is the whole month of February, traditionally we've had lightning talks. We did not have lightning talks last year. We just had a regular presentation like tonight. So quick show of hands. The lightning talks, for those of you who don't remember, we've usually put like 12 talks into an evening. Each one is no more than 5 minutes long, so they're like, you know, bang, bang, bang right down the line. How many of you would prefer to see lightning talks in February? Show of hands. Okay, how many would prefer to see just a regular presentation in February? Okay. Also along the same lines for the lightning talks, if we do lightning talks, hasn't been decided yet, but did anybody have any suggested topics either that they would like to see, they'd like to see somebody else do, like to suggest somebody to do, like to volunteer to do? But yeah, even if you just have a suggested topic, throw it out, yell it out right now. For a lightning talk. Don't all yell at once.
You're sinking, Gary.
I'm sinking, okay. All right, well, anyway, post it on Discuss or something. Good.
I'm coming from a Windows background, Max. Development tools. I'm not sure exactly what development tools, especially for user interfaces.
You're moving into it, environment?
I'm starting to work with Linux for software development. Okay. So I'm looking, I don't know exactly what are the best tools out there to use. For GUI, I was looking at WX Widget. Mono, I don't know exactly what is good. You know.
What kind of programming do you
use?
C? C++?
We don't want to answer that yet. We want you to come up and talk about it. But yeah, his question is relevant.
As to
what is
the
C++.
All right. Let's see. Lee, let's go on to the Q&A part of the meeting. Lee.
Eclipse, that's what Brandon was.
Has anybody ever tried to configure a mouse other than picking an item on the GUI?
You mean deciding what size, how long a cord, or what kind
In terms of XOR configuration.
My question, and I was going to ask you this earlier today, is the ball works, the cursor moves?
Halfway.
Halfway?
When I first started playing with it, it would at least work. Now I can't even get it to work right. And a related question is, if you modify the mouse configuration, restarting X should reset it, right? In other words, logging out, logging back in, or do you have to...
I believe there's another package that's kind of running DGM, or a real short name thing that has something to do with the mouse that also runs at the same time.
GDM?
Something like that. I don't remember the exact name. But it kind of supports
what
it.
What port is this mouse plugged into?
Ubuntu Hacks is about the mouse.
I'm sorry?
Is this a PS2?
Yeah, USB?
PS2, okay.
And the original generic PS2 mouse driver seemed to work, all the buttons were wrong. Mm-hmm. And I created this nightmare trying to get the buttons in the right order. And there's about three posts that you can Google for Ubuntu, and that's about all that's out there. Apparently, it's a real small.
Scott wrote
a source code
and Ubuntu hack on that.
There is a very good in the source for the docs from source on the mouse and what it's looking for.
Which source?
In the documents on the Linux source.
Oh, okay.
Also, a number of distributions, the x86 config file has comments that are pretty
good. Yeah, not in this one. I've been in there trying to play with the options, and that's how I got it mucked up in the first place. But now I can't even get it back to where it was. By taking the mouse out, rebooting, and then installing it, it still comes in mucked up for some reason.
But you're running SUSE.
Yes. OpenSUSE 11.
Yeah. So.
Have you looked?
Better to configure it through YAST.
Have you looked?
I tried. I deleted it in YAST, then rebooted, reinstalled it in YAST, and still came up, host.
Have you looked at the configuration files on the kernel? There may be some experimental sections there that may be necessary to get that five button.
Well, at this point, I just want to get it working again.
Well, there may be some things that's in that kernel source.
Scott, you wrote a hack for in the Ubuntu Hacks book on this very question on mouse buttons, assignments, and resolution.
By the book, right?
By book, yes.
I remember.
I wrote one on dual monitors.
No, this was on mice.
I think you were...
I just used the keyboard. Right.
That's the easy way out.
I do when I can, but sometimes it's kind of hard to highlight text in that with a keyboard.
Yeah.
You can't get multiple buttons to work?
There's got a mouse.
I can't get the mouse to work.
It's actually a trackball.
Is there proof that the mouse itself is...
Oh, yeah, I can switch the KVM over on another machine. It's fine. No, you walked in after I started talking. It originally did that as generic PS2, and that seemed to work. But then I tried to get the buttons in the right order, and now it's totally hosed. Even removing, rebooting, and reinstalling, I cannot get it to work.
Can you get it to work on another machine?
Oh, yeah. It's not the hardware problem.
And you've done a diff on the X... Or config files?
No. I can get it work on another machine, not OpenSUSE. In other words, I can flip to another machine on a KVM.
OpenSUSE,
yeah, but I think what you're saying is find out what config it works
right
on another Linux machine.
I don't have another Linux machine it works on. That's the problem.
Plug it into this one and see what happens tomorrow.
Or get a virtual machine,
Yeah.
If you have a virtual machine you could try with, maybe that would work.
No, because actually she didn't want to run the VMs on.
You're running it on a virtual machine.
No, I'm saying that the machine I'm building is the one I want for running virtual machines.
We may have to just go and throw Nopix in there or one of those to see if it starts working with it. And just grab the Xorg config.
That's right. Nopix will build an Xorg dynamically, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that might be
Copy, yeah.
pull the section out of it. Thanks.
Okay, we're running short on time, but Jim, did you want to ask about trying to reinstall VMware workstation after that Kubuntu upgrade?
The same old crap, but I mean, you know, I do the, you got to build a module for VM, and I do the /config and all that, but it comes up and it pulls errors that look to me like, and it says, you've got a pointer the wrong dimension or something, or it says, something was declared twice. Well, I mean, that's got to be down in the source, doesn't it?
Yeah, but what distribution and what program are you trying to install?
Kubuntu 8.04.
Okay.
And trying to install VM Workstation 6.0.
Okay.
And you put it in there and you compile a module.
Okay. Yeah. Have you tried to install apt-get install VMware? You might be able to get a...
No, I think VMware Workstation is a dev file.
Well, one of the other VMware products may be available, or look for an RPM. It's a dev. Do they have a dev available?
Not
a workstation. They do a VMware player.
They do a player, but not a workstation.
Okay, so you install the player and see if it'll pull down the modules that you probably need.
Doesn't pull them down. I tried that too. I did try that. I guess it was a server. You still got to compile a module, and it pulls the same types of errors.
Okay.
And it looks to me like it's something down in the source, because it's things like, this variable's been declared twice, this one was references a null something, blah, 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 you know.
I suspect that it's a lot higher than that in the code. You might even look at the make file and see if there's any errors on it when you ran the configure. If there is a particular library that it needs or is looking for, and when it does the make, it tells you where it's at, descending into this directory, compiling dot C.
There's a line such and such somewhere that says, ain't no such variable or something. I don't know.
Okay, then that gets to the point where I need to look at it to help you much more than that.
What are you doing tomorrow?
If any of you got any more ideas, Jim's already got a posting out and discuss with some of the details and the messages that came out of it. So, okay, let's take 10 minutes. As Barry said, you can go down and get a soda or whatever down at the usual place in the cafeteria, and then come on back and we'll have Scott Graneman and the new book, Google Apps Decrypted. Deciphered, what? Mangled in the right way. Okay, come back.